Hey, y'all, welcome back. It is Thursday. It's another episode of the Late Night Vision Show. This is episode 238. Thank you for joining us. We are in the second episode of a series of episodes, which we call the Best Of Series. And to help me introduce the show and kind of fill you in on what we're talking about this week, the owner of Outdoor Legacy, Mr. Jason Robertson. Welcome back, Jason, and welcome back from our week after our award-winning show last week. Tell them what we did. Yeah,
absolutely. So
I just made that up. Guys, it's not really award-winning. I just said that, though.
Yeah, that's right. But, hey, real quick, happy Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
this is released on Thanksgiving Day. We're recording this a couple days early. And hopefully, if you're listening to this on Thursday, it is Thanksgiving Day. Wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. If it's after Thanksgiving, I can't even talk. Thanksgiving? Giving? I hope y'all had a great day, and we wish you all well. Yes, last week was episode number 237. That is where we did the best of the entry-level thermal scopes under $3,000. And that's episode number 237. If you're interested in that, you can go back and find it on YouTube, on any of the podcast apps that you might be listening to it, Facebook, all those places, it's there. I have guys sometimes say, well, how do I search? And there's so many episodes. Very worst case, just type in the Late Night Vision Show. And then type in the number. So last week would be 237. Type in 237. You can do that whether you're at, YouTube or one of your podcast apps or whatever. And if you put that show number, 237, you'll find it. Yep. All right. This week, let's jump into this. We've got a long show. It's a big show. We're going to try to keep this as short as possible, but there's a lot to go over, and I want to explain that. The first thing, I'm going to do this every week. I'm going to give the caveat, the disclaimer about what the best of means. There's a lot of optics in here, and there's a lot of great optics in this category. To be honest with you, every one of these scopes is really good. We're not saying that like everybody gets a ribbon. If they weren't good, we wouldn't sell them. We wouldn't put them in this list. So right, every scope deserves to be in the running. There's a lot of other scopes. There's going to be guys ask questions. Hey, what about this brand, or what about that brand, and why is that not in there? For some reason or another, we didn't feel that it deserved to be in this group. So this truly is what we feel are the best of. You know, there may be 100 movies made in a year, but there may only be, 10 make it to the big show to have a chance at the awards. So that's kind of where we see these. If it's left out, there's some reason that we personally have left it out. Now, this is the other disclaimer. These are our favorite picks for us. It's what the scope that would work well for Hans and myself, our own hunting conditions, the way we hunt, the way we like to hunt, maybe the type of rifles we're going to put them on, the distances we're shooting. Maybe there's just something with the design of the scope or the features that we really like. So this does not mean this is the right scope for you. It also doesn't mean that it's truly the best and there's no other scope in here that can compete. You may take two different serious hunters, like Hans and I, that do this all the time and use every single one of these scopes. And they might pick a couple different scopes, and that would be fine too. But these are our personal favorites. And so that's what that is. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're interested in any of the scopes on this list, or maybe something that's, in a different category, feel free to give Hans and I a call at Outdoor Legacy, 877-350-1818. If you're new to the show, Hans and I do this for a living at Outdoor Legacy. We sell all kinds of night vision and thermal optics, and that is our full-time job. And we're glad to help you figure out which scope fits your needs. You can go to outdoorlegacygear.com, see everything there. But again, we are available at that phone number, and we are glad to talk to you. Hans or myself, either one, we're there. You call us and say, I'm ready to buy something. I'd love to do business with you, but I don't know exactly what to buy. We will help you narrow it down. So that's where we're at. Those are my disclaimers. There's one more thing I need to bring up, and it is about a particular scope. this scope, and we'll kind of get into this discussion a little bit more, but it is the IRAE Bolt TL35. Now, last week in the entry-level scopes, we mentioned this scope there too. This scope has been $3,299 since it was released. It is on a temporary promotion, a sale that is sponsored by IRAE. And right now, that scope is on a crazy good deal of $26.99. We did not include it in the best of under $3,000 because this is a sale. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long it's going to last, and we just didn't think it made sense to include it last week on what is likely a temporary sale. Mm-hmm. We're expecting the price would go back up on this, so it really fits into this category where it has been, since it's been released, and yeah. Very possibly we'll go back to that. We don't know. So just wanted to make the point, the Bolt TL35 is going to be listed in this, best of under $4,000.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very last thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
One more. I know it's been a lot. I'm going to let Hans get into the list of scopes, but this is something we've never done before. The thermal world is changing, and so we're trying to change and adapt with it. This year, there are several scopes that are 640 by 480 or 640 by 512, high-resolution scopes that are under $4,000. And we don't think it's really fair to pit those scopes against 384 by 288 standard resolution scopes. And so we've decided to cut this category in half. We're going to have the best of under $4,000, 640, the best of under $4,000, 384. So there'll be two different sets of winners of what our choices are here. And the last thing I'm going to say is, if you immediately think, well, wait a minute, if I could get a 640 scope, why would I ever consider a 384 scope? And what would make no sense? That means that you need to give us a call, because just because there's a 640, maybe for the exact same price as a 384, doesn't mean that's the scope that you need. And if you're scratching your head, you go, what is this guy saying? We're glad to explain that these scopes are complicated, and getting what you need to fit what you're doing.
Yeah.
Can be a little more complicated than you might think. So that's it. We're going to have basically four picks. Mm-hmm. Two will be from the 640, two will be from the 384, but all $4,000 and under.
Yep.
All right, Hans, I've rambled long enough. Take it away.
And we also have a couple honorable mentions to throw in too
for
scopes. But you're exactly right. And to add your point, magnification is just as important as resolution. So again, call us if you have questions about what that means, because it's a rabbit trail that we could get into. All right, going to jump into the list. We're going to start with the under $4,000 division. This is 384 resolution. Before I do that, Jason, since it is Thanksgiving, I'm going to give my favorite dishes real quick. Fried turkey with green bean casserole, deviled eggs with bacon and jalapenos on them, and pumpkin pie. Okay, you can tell yours.
I'm starving now, but go ahead. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
So, all right, my list, Jason's list, our list of the Late Night Vision Show podcast. And we're going to get into the winners. So starting with the Bearing Optics Super Hogster A3, that's a 3-power base magnification. The price on it is $3,195. That's our first contender. The AGM Varmint TS35-384, that's a 3-power base magnification with a laser rangefinder. $3,295 is the price. Then we have the scope that Jason was just mentioning, the IRAE Bolt TL35. Base magnification of 3-power, price on it, $3,299. We've got the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38 with a base magnification of 2.5-power. The price on it is $3,299. No, y'all, I'm not done. I'm just halfway done. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro, which is the brand new optic that was just released, 2.5-power base magnification, $3,299.
No, not the base magnification, the price.
What did I say? The base.
You said the price. You said the base magnification.
Oh gosh,
was $3,299.
Price $32.99. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's two. Yep. This less is too long. The IRA USA Bravo with a base magnification of 3 power. The price on is $3,499. Then we've got the AGM Varmint TS50-384 with a base magnification of 4 power. That does have a laser rangefinder. Price on it's $3,795. We've got the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ50 at 3.5 power base magnification. Price on it $37.99. Then the brand new Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ50 Pro with a base magnification of 3 power. Price on it $37.99. The IRA Ricoh GLRF 384 resolution, or the Ricoh GL35R, as it's officially known, is a 3 power base magnification with a laser rangefinder. Price on it's $37.99. And then finally, because I'm out of breath, the IRA USA Ricoh MK1 RL42 with a 4 power base magnification. And it does have the optional LRF module as a plug and play unit. And that is the price on it's $39.99. So just right at $4,000. That is our list.
I'm going to say something real quick. I want to make this a little bit easier. I'm going to take two scopes out of here, and I'm going to explain what's going on here. Y'all might have heard this and been confused if you were listening close. Hans mentioned the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38 for $32.99, then the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro, $32.99. So the XQ38, super popular scope. It's been around all year. We had to mention it in here. Mm-hmm. However, it has been recently discontinued with the release of the Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro. That's been in the last month. So in reality, the XQ38 is gone. It's discontinued. The 35 takes its place. But we wanted to at least mention, we didn't want to just not mention it, because a lot of people don't even know about this 35 yet.
Right.
So the XQ38 is essentially, it's gone.
Right.
35 takes its place. Then when we drop down here, Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ50, and now there is the Thermion 2 XQ50 Pro. That is, again, same thing, taking its place. Right. So the truth is there's two scopes that are really coming off this list. They've been replaced by pro models for the exact same price, just inline upgrades. We've already done a review of the XQ35. We've got the XQ50, been using the thing. If y'all got questions about any of those, you can call us. But I just wanted to clear that up. We will not speak of the Thermion 2 XQ38 or Thermion 2 XQ50, those models in this discussion again, because they're gone.
So let us talk about the winners real quick. We're going to mention the winners, then we're going to move on to the 640 resolution. So our two winners, an honorable mention, this is for the best of under 4,000 384 resolution division. Our first winner, the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro. Then we've got our second winner, which is the much talked about in this show and last show, the IRA USA Bolt TL35. Those are our two winners for the 384 resolution division of under 4,000. Now, the honorable mention, a very good scope, the Bearing Optics Super Hogster A3. So congratulations to our two winners and our honorable mention for the under 4,000 384 division. That's a very, when people call Jason, and we get this all the time, and they say, you know what, I kind of just want a middle of the road scope. You know, I don't want the most expensive, but I don't want the least expensive. And that's why this division is so crowded, is because it is the most popular, I guess, dollar amount that people fall into. Yep. And there's a good mix in there of scopes that can be for coyote hunters and for hog hunters, or short range or long range. So that's why this division is so crowded, but also so confusing for buyers out there that are trying to decide what to get.
And that's before you add in what we're fixing to do and talk about the 640s that are in here. You've got 5 640 high resolution scopes that are in this same category. And you're right. This is extremely confusing. Now, what you're fixing to see here, folks, is when Hans talks about these 640s, you're going to notice it. They all have lower magnifications. And so, again, without going down that rabbit trail, Hans already mentioned magnification. It's very important. And that's what you're giving up right now in this price category of going up to 640, but you're giving up magnification. So, again, you got to see what's right for you. But Hans and I want to talk about these two winners and you know, and even the honorable mention here with the Super Hogster. But what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead now, and he's going to skip to the 640s, give you those winners, and then we'll come back and just hash out a little bit about these optics and kind of why they're our favorites and what we like about them and just a little bit in general. But we want to go ahead and do the 640s so those are done and we can talk about it.
Okay, we're going to move on with the list of contenders for the division of the 640 resolution scopes under $4,000. The first contender, the AGM Rattler TS35-640, which is a two-power base magnification. The price on that is $3,495, followed by the Bearing Optics Super Yoder 25mm, which is a 1.5-power base magnification. The price on that is also $3,495. The Bearing Optics Super Yoder 35mm, which is a two-power base magnification. The price on that's $3,795. And then finally, our last contender, the AGM Adder TS35-640, which is a two-power base magnification. The price on that is $3,995. That rounds out our list of contenders. Jason, you want to say anything before we announce the winner?
Yeah, I want to say that earlier I said that there was five on the list, and Hans and I both looked down here and realized that we had something in the wrong price category. There's only four, but oopsie, we caught it, so we're good. Yeah. Hans, I'm grabbing these trophies, so these are guys. These are super heavy. These are real. I don't say they're crystal. They're glass, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Very heavy trophies. So I'm gonna let Hans give you the winners, and then I'm gonna hold these things up.
They feel expensive, at least, right?
They do. And that's people are expensive. I paid for them. They're expensive.
A lot of people. I mean, we actually give the manufacturers awards, so you may see some social media posts coming up with it. But anyway, so the winners again, the division, the 640 resolution division, under $4,000. First winner, the Bearing Optics Super Yoder 35mm. Our second winner is the AGM Adder TS35-640. And then our honorable mention, the AGM Rattler TS35-640. So congratulations to our two winners and our honorable mention. That is in the 640 resolution class. So you got the awards there. The winners have already been announced. All the confetti is fall into the ground and hit the floor. the guy is over there on the sideline with the broom trying to push everybody off the stage. But let's talk a little bit about these scopes. Let's start, Jason, with the 384 resolution with our two winners and our honorable mention. With the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35, the iRay Bolt TL35, and the Bearing Optics Super Yoder A3 as our honorable mention. Let's talk a little bit about those and why they are our favorites.
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, again, this Bolt has got a lot of airtime because of this sale going on. And this is the reason, one of the reasons that we wanted to leave it in this price category for this, you know, whatever you want to say, best of. Because, yes, I agree. If we put it in the sub $3,000 where the price is today, it definitely easily wins that category. But we feel that it very handily, you know, gets one of the top two spots, our favorites, in this category.
Yeah.
So I see as a little bit of a disservice. It's kind of like putting, you know, the heavyweight boxer down there into a lower weight class and saying, well, he's the best boxer there. Well, he is, because he's outclassing them. I mean, he should be in a different class. That's where this scope should be.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just came to me. It's probably not real good if I thought it out very long.
Good.
But so we really do like that scope. You know, it is a three power base mag that is, you know, again, $3,299. It's got a 5-year IRA warranty, very long battery life, very good image quality. Mm-hmm. there's just, in my opinion, not a lot to not like here. I mean, it's, you know, 30 millimeter tube. We use the American Defense Manufacturing, you know, recon mounts that Hans and I have, you know, used and sell and preach hard on for years now. We use that with it. I think one thing that I really do like about the Bolt is the fact that, yes, it has an internal rechargeable battery that you can't take out, but it also uses a generic 18500 battery, which is, when I say generic, I mean, this is something you can buy at an online battery store. You're not going to get them at Walmart, but they're a little bitty, small battery. It's like if you took an 18650, which some people are familiar with, and you chopped it in half. So it's about the, you know, diameter of a dime or, I don't know, a nickel, and it's, you know, inch and a half long. Very cheap. I mean, the ones that I bought online for, I don't know, $4 or $5 a piece. We got 3 hours of runtime out of those batteries. Again, these are rechargeables. So it's a very, very cheap scope to run per hour. I mean, what it just cost you to get extra batteries and what have you. So anyway, I just, value for the dollar, it holds its own with image quality, warranty, and all the things in here.
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned that. The iRay Bolt TL35, and I've told people for a while, it was one of the best scopes in the $3,000 to $4,000 price range. And them dropping or doing this sale on it for, you know, for $26.99 has just been gangbusters for it. But I'll say this, I think it was often overlooked at the normal price of $32.99, just because it's such a crowded, you know, field of 3,000 to 4,000. There's so many scopes to choose from. You know, it was often overlooked. There were other, you know, people choosing other scopes or wanting to go with other scopes. And I think, you know, obviously lowering the price did a lot to highlight the greatness of that scope. But the TL35, there's a lot to love about it. You know, three power, you're getting, you know, a good magnification for doing lots of different types of hunting. But also, you know, we talk about with the IRA USA 5-year warranty, there's a lot of value there, even at the normal price of what it came into the market at $32.99, fantastic scope. And you know, one of the best scopes with the higher, you know, higher magnification, levels at its price range. But the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro, Jason, there's been some people that are like, well, the XQ35 replaced the XQ38 and 35 is a smaller number than 38. So somehow we've got to be getting swindled out of something here, you know, because it's the same price. So they think the smaller number means that it's less of something. They don't know what it's less of, but it's the same price. So, we got to set everybody straight on that.
Okay. So we've already done a review of this scope. We have it here on the channel, on the Late Night Vision Show. Fantastic scope. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be choosing it. And it is brand new. So here's the thing. If this scope had not come out, we were going to choose the Thermion 2 XQ38. Okay. So that was going to be our other winner. It was a done deal. Right. Then this scope hit the market and we're like, okay, well, that's gone. This is the replacement. And it's a little bit better. So there's no, it's logical that this scope, you know, takes it. We have been hunting with it long enough that, you know, we know what the scope is. We've said this, if you've got an XQ38, you know, Thermion 2, is it worth the upgrade? Probably not. But if you're two generations old, if you're the original Thermion XQ38, yeah, probably so. I mean, we're talking about incrementally better image quality, better every time it goes up. It's just a little bit better, and that adds up over a length of time. Plus, it's a better battery life. So the 35 is a 35 millimeter objective lens, and I can't get this through the heads of daytime hunters who are new to night hunting, but these different lens sizes don't mean what you think they mean coming from daytime hunting. And it's, there's, again, we don't have time to get into all of that, but picking up 3 to 5, maybe even 10 millimeters in objective lens size and dropping, you know, 3 to 5, 10, depending on the optic, it may mean nothing whatsoever. I mean, literally the field of view stayed the same. as the 38. Okay, so that's mm-hmm. interesting. Mm-hmm. The lens got smaller, mm-hmm. the field of view stayed the same, and the image quality got better. Right. If you just have to have that other 3, you know, millimeters of objective lens, and you want to give up battery life, image quality, go for it. But no, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm paying for 38 millimeter, but now I'm only getting a 35. But anyway, it is better picture image and almost double battery life, y'all. So it's a fantastic improvement, because one of the negatives about the previous Thermions was the battery life, but they've done a lot to improve that. So our honorable mention, the Bearing Optics Super Hogster A3, Jason, is just an improvement from the much sought after, just the Bearing Optics Super Hogster. Now you got the Super Hogster A3, which replaced it. It stands for anytime, any place, anywhere, any person, anyone. I mean, I don't know. There's 3 A's and they all mean something. I'm sure it's awesome.
But I think you were right the first time.
Okay.
The first 3,
anywhere, any place, anytime. I'm going to have to get with Bearing on their naming things. They're going to have to consult with us, the late night vision show, before they start naming stuff.
I bet. I'll wait on that call.
Yeah. So that scope,
I want to say,
again,
here's what this scope is to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This scope, absolutely. I mean, could in last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think it won this category. It was one of the winners, and it could this year. This is literally, there comes some point, guys. I mean, Hans and I struggled over this. Like, I really like this one, but I like this one too, and I like this one too. I mean,
for like a month, we've been going really, back and forth.
Really, really good scopes on this list, guys. But the A3, the Super Hogster, what I think it does is these 2 scopes that we've chosen here, the Bolt and the Thermion. These are 30 millimeter tube scopes. Mm-hmm. Hans and I really like those scopes. Some people don't, okay? Just some people don't like the way they look.
Right.
Some people just think they're too long. Some people want to be able to take their scope, pop it right off, and hold it in their hand, use it as a handheld maybe when they're not hunting or what have you. So that's where this Super Hogster is so strong. It is super small. It's lightweight, and it is compact. So you can throw that thing on a rifle, pop it off, use it as a handheld, maybe hunting season's over, and you're wanting to take it camping or boating, or maybe you're deer hunting and you just want to see what's, at the corn feeder before you get in there, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's small, lightweight, does a great job at that. Image quality absolutely holds its own with these other 2. And again, I'm looking at this list. I mean, this is so hard. I mean, you've got varmints with laser range finders. You've got the IRA Bravo. I mean, the new Thermion. This IRA Ricoh GLRF,
$3,800.
Great. Guys, this list is full of good scopes. And we're not, and I want to be clear, I am not handing out the little participation trophies. Depending on my situation, I could take any scope off this list and say, this is the last scope you ever get to hunt with. And again, the reason I'm saying that is we don't sell scopes that we don't like.
Yeah.
And that's it. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't sell it. We wouldn't put it on the list. So let's go on here before we run out of time. Let's talk about these 640s. Again, this is something that's kind of new, is being able to have multiple really good quality 640 high resolution thermal scopes under $4,000. Yeah. And we've got 4. I mean, Bearing's got 2, AGM's got 2.
Yeah. So
let's talk about these.
Yeah. The winner for the Bearing Optics, the Super Yoder 35 millimeter. It's a 2-8 power optic, which is a perfect magnification for doing lots of different types of hunting or even property surveillance or land management. 640 resolution, 12 micron, 4-year warranty, records video, runs on 2 CR123 batteries, very small in size. The compactness of this optic makes it very popular for specific people. And a fantastic picture image, Jason. I mean, there's a lot to like about this optic, and the fact that it's, coming in at what, just under $3,800, coming in at $3,795. I mean, it's a fantastic deal for a really, really good scope. But again, it's for specific types of hunters, and it's not for everybody, but picture images is really good. Really, really good.
And so, and I'll just say this, and this will throw some guys off. if you came to me and said, hey, I want a bearing scope. I love the size, the compact. They got 4-year warranty. I really like bearing. I know it's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'm going to coyote hunt. I'm going to do a whole lot of shooting out there at 150 plus yards. I'm willing to buy the Super Yoder 35 or the Super Hogster A3. I would tell you to buy the A3.
Yeah.
That's literally, what, $500 less. And you go, whoa, wait a minute. I want 640. I'm just telling you that because of the magnification matters. Now, moving on, I want to talk about this. I know there's going to be questions on this, so I'm going to explain the rationale. they're going to say, all right, y'all chose the Adder TS35 640. That's right, didn't we, Hans? I'm making sure I'm reading my notes right. Yes, yeah. That's what we chose. And people are going to say, wait a minute. The Rattler TS35 640 is $500 cheaper. It's the same image quality. It's the same magnification. Mm-hmm. Why would you choose a scope that's $500 more when it's the same thing? My answer is twofold. One, yes, that is true. Magnification, image quality, all that, menus, all going to be the same. I like the battery life mm-hmm. of the Adder. Mm-hmm. I'm not fighting the CR123A batteries. I'm not going to be forced to have to use a USB battery pack if it's cold weather. I mean, you might still do that, but you don't have to. You got a very long battery life. And again, I've already told mm-hmm. you this. I mean, this is our award show, so we choose what we like. We really do like these 30mm tube scopes. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they're always going to win, but we do like it. And I think it gives versatility to, hey, I want to throw it on a bolt gun. Man, I can do that with no issues. Mm-hmm. I want to put it on a short barrel AR. I can do that, no issues. Mm-hmm. So I think all things for me, and maybe for Hans, mm-hmm. is that the Adder, yes, it's $500 more, but it gives me more versatility, gives me better battery life. Other guys are going to say, hey, I want small. I want mm-hmm. compact. I'm going to put this on, you know, an SBR or a pistol, and I just want this little bitty scope, and I want to take it off and hold it in my hand and all those things. Then I would say, yeah, that Rattler, that's why we gave it the honorable mention. I think it deserves that because, again, you know, it is essentially the same scope, just features a little bit different. So with that said, I think that's kind of why we chose the Adder and then, again, followed up with the Rattler.
You're exactly right, Jason. You know, the fact that you're getting almost 15 hours of runtime on a battery, which is mm-hmm. the most that we've ever, longest mm-hmm. runtime we've ever done on any of our testing of any scopes to this point. And I love to shoot bolt action rifles at times too. And then when I'll hunt with it for about a week and I'm like, man, I'm tired of carrying this bolt action rifle, and I'll switch back. But it fits the mounting flexibility and video and audio recording on this optic.
Oh,
as well.
I forgot about audio. I forgot about that. Yeah. The Adders do have audio and the Rattlers don't. Good
exactly.
point. Good catch.
So that, and you're getting that for under $4,000. So again, exactly the reason that we put it in there, and the reason why we chose the Rattler as the honorable mention is the same reason, the same logic that we chose the Bearing Optics Super Hogster A3 in the 384 division. It's small in size, good picture image, compactness. And again, we're not saying that the Adder TS35 640 is a better scope for every hunter over the Rattler TS35, because in there some cases it's not. Again, our favorites and what we chose, but the Rattler TS35 640 at just under $3,500. I mean, you're getting a very good picture, 640 quality, with a 3-year warranty, and it comes with an American Defense manufacturing mount, like all the AGM.
Oh, yeah, that's another big deal.
That comes with the. That's a great thing about American Defense. I'm sorry, about the AGM stuff. You know, the Adders come with the 30mm Recon ADM mount. The Rattlers come with an American Defense manufacturing mount, so you can kind of rely on the AGMs. The varmints come with. I mean, all the AGM stuff, you know, that we sell comes with the ADM mount. So it's great quality, great value with that. But again, that Rattler for its compactness and still great picture mm-hmm. quality, and the fact that it's a 2-power, which makes it all purpose general. use, scope, and magnification, it deserves the honorable mention. And on somebody else's list, it might be their favorite. But on our list, it definitely is worth mentioning.
And I'm going to say this too. We didn't talk about all the other scopes in the other list, but since there's only one left here, I do want to talk about it. And that's the Super Yoder 25. Mm-hmm. It's a 1.5 power scope. Again, you know, high resolution. It's $3,500. That is, in my opinion, a little more of a specific window of who needs that. I think for the hog hunter that's shooting very close and, you know, he's, you know, getting up close and personal, but maybe in the woods, maybe in the brush, maybe just hunting off feeders, but he wants that high resolution, beautiful image quality. I think it's a heck of a darn good value. Yeah. We've sold it to guys that are, you know, pest or predator hunting, whatever, shooting coons and fox and armadillos and stuff and possums that are around the chicken coop or, you know, just kind of around the farm, real close kind of stuff. They like that, home defense, security. So that scope as well, I don't want to, you know, feel like it's left out here. It has some very legitimate uses that I think are different than what the others on this list are. So they each hold their own.
Yep. So with that being said, that is our complete list of contenders, our complete list of winners. Congratulations again. I'm going to run them down one more time before we close out. The under $4,000 384 division, the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro, the IRA USA Bolt TL35 are our two winners, and the honorable mention is the Bearing Optics Super Hogster A3, and then our 640 resolution under $4,000 division, the Super Yoder, the Bearing Optics Super Yoder 35 millimeter, the AGM Adder TS35 640, and our honorable mention, the AGM Rattler TS35 640. Congratulations to our winners. We've got some beautiful trophies to go, not pure crystal, but the cubic zirconia of crystal, which is
that's
glass.
That's right. That's right.
And y'all hopefully will get those very, very soon. We look forward to giving those to you. And thank you for everybody that has tuned in. Again, this is our second of our series of best of shows for 2022, the always popular. If you are watching this, if you searched on YouTube, you've never seen this show before, but you're just trying to find a scope and you searched best scope under 4,000 and you're tuning in, this may have just confused you more than it shed a spotlight on what you need. But I hope what you see is how important it is to call and talk to people that have actually used a scope. That's why we always invite, you know, a lot of people, Jason, say, well, you said to call you, you know, your video says to call you. Yeah, if you're looking to purchase a scope and you need advice and you saw this list and said, man, there's 11 scopes on the 384 list. There's, you know, four on the 640 in my price range. I don't know what to do. Call us 877-350-1818. It is a busy time of year. People are calling like crazy. Jason and I have cauliflower ear because the phone's attached to our head. My wife can't talk to me because she doesn't know if I'm on the phone or if I'm talking to myself. But I tell you, we will do everything we can to talk to you as long as we can about what you need to purchase. So outdoorlegacygear.com is the website. 877-350-1818 is our phone number. Call us, talk to Angela and Michaela, say, I need help and I don't know what to do and I'm trying to buy a scope, and they will patch and they will get us you over to us somehow.
And we would love to have your business. There's you know, people, I've had a lot of guys say, you know, man, thank you for doing these videos. How can we repay you? Mm-hmm. What can we do? It's like, when you get ready to buy a scope, you know where to come. That's it. That's all we ask for is we'd love to have your business and we'd love to help you. So, all right, guys, listen, next week we're going to be back with another show. It's going to be the best of thermal scopes, thermal rifle scopes under $5,000. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother crowded category. We're getting into some really, really good scopes when we jump into this category. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at the list for next week. I'm just scanning down it. Guys,
I am too.
You need to listen. It's going to be a good show. That's going to be next Thursday. So if you're liking what you're seeing here and you want to see a specific review from any of these scopes we've talked about, we've done a review individually on almost all of them here on the Late Night Vision Show. again, I told you at the beginning of the show, hey, you can search for that. You can obviously go to YouTube or a podcast app and find the Late Night Vision show and scroll through. But guys, there's 230-something episodes, and that's going to get very confusing. So a lot of times I just say search for the Late Night Vision show and then enter the name. Super Hogster A3. Yep. Or whatever, you know, whatever it is. And most of the time you'll find the review there. You can go to the latenightvisionshow.com and there's a, you know, all the past shows are there as well. But you can also go over to YouTube and go to Hans's own channel, H-A-N-S-E-T-X. That's Hans East Texas, E-T-X. And he's done a review of a lot of these. I'm not going to say every single one, but probably 70% of these he's done. The other 30% are sitting on his shelf that he hasn't gotten to record.
True story.
But that's okay. So those are probably coming. But again, go check those out. And I want to stress this. If you're really, you know, you've watched this and you're like, okay, I want one of these scopes, or I want a scope, maybe not on this list. I don't know. I go watch a 45-minute review, and then I'm more confused. Just call us, okay? I mean, we can narrow this down for you in 10 to 15 minutes, what you can spend 2 weeks and still not know what to do. So don't hesitate to do that. Again, you can find Hans also on Instagram under the same name, H-A-N-S-E-T-X, Hans East Texas. And you've already know where to find Outdoor Legacy. We're on all the social medias as well. But guys, next week, good Lord willing, we'll be back here with another one of these best of. And we have a whole slew of these lined out all the way through the end of the year. We hope to see y'all back then.
Yeah. Check out all these notes. I mean, this is our show. Our show notes for the next 6 weeks, I tell you. We've got it planned out. And anyway, thank you. Thank you for joining us. This has been episode 238. Next week, episode 239, like Jason said, under 5,000, best of. Join us again right here on the Late Night Vision Show. Y'all stay safe in the fields. Maybe when I talk to you next week, maybe there'll be a buck in the bag. You know, with deer season going on, it's not looking great right now, Jason, for either one of us.
No, it's not.
But anyway, y'all stay tuned. Stay safe in the fields. Keep making them bacon pancakes.